More Letters from God and His Christ. Blessed Hope. November 19, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy and Jace during an online fellowship. For all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord by his servant Timothy. There are many gathered together of one heart and one mind. There are many scattered abroad. With faces turned by the wind, with chapped cheeks and red faces. There are many who have embraced him whose heel is lifted up against me, says the Lord. What are all these tears? Flowing streams without hope, torrents with no outlet, flooding sorrows, drowning every hope, and killing every good intention. What is this leaning upon God's people, oppressing them? Crushing them. Who are all these who spit in my eyes and lay stripes upon my back? Are not my people delivered? And still the voice of the multitude says,
There is no hope in God.
Dark counsel is increased. Concealed truth devastates the ignorant, while men in authority step upon the fingers of the innocent. How long shall dark counsel prevail? Shall veiled intentions come upon the multitude to do great harm in an instant? Shall the multitudes lie down in death for lack of remorse? For I see no sincere repentance, nor has one truly turned about. How long shall the multitude swear by things made and place their trust in the works of man? For the desolate know not the things of God, nor is darkness able to understand. Yea, the wicked gnash upon their teeth, the whole body convulses in the wake of mourning, for there is no rest. Yet my hand caresses the cheeks of the hopeless, as we watch the dawning of the day together. For the strength of my arm uplifts the downtrodden. My strong embrace heals the sorrowful. Every beat of my heart revives the dead. The sound of my voice frees every captive. Behold, the power of my love hides them away. Thus says the Lord by his servant Jace. My people are oppressed for lack of knowledge. They remain within these detestable gates, of which the world has securely fastened to entrap them, though I myself have freed them. Yet the gates shall be opened, my sparrows shall be released, and my doves shall surely fly. They shall ascend high above the heads of all who sneer at them, high above every snare. For there is hope in God. And absolute freedom is found in his Holy One. Behold, all those who trust in him shall surely be gone from this place, high and lifted up. The gift shall be fully embraced in that day. No wall shall be left standing, no division shall remain. All separation shall pass away, says the Lord. Grace and peace shall flow as a healing river, from which all my broken and bruised sheep shall drink. Behold, it shall overflow, that all may freely partake of all that I am, says the Lord, your Redeemer.